Thank you, Don. And, excuse me. Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes, hello, Daddy. You coming down here today?
Can't make it, old man. Is Frank there?
Well, he'll be back in a few minutes. You want me to call him?
No, never mind. I've been doing a little research for his book. Tell him I'll see him later.
Okay, will you be home?
No. Snooks has to write a composition about flowers, and I'm taking it to the botanical gardens. That's all I need.
Well, you have my sympathy, Daddy.
Yeah. So long, John.
Goodbye. Turning Snooks loose in the botanical garden sounds worse than a bull in a china shop.
Well, here we are. This is the conservatory.
Where's the flower, Daddy?
Inside.
I want to pick some.
You can't pick these flowers.
I want to pick some.
Now, listen to me, Snooks. I brought you here against my better judgment. And if you cause the slightest bit of trouble, I'll take you right home.
All right, Daddy. Let's go in.
Oh, come on. Have you got your pencil and paper?
Uh-huh.
I want you to make plenty of notes so your composition will be easy to write. Now, follow me.
What's that man doing, Daddy?
He's a tree surgeon. See his little black bag?
Mm-hmm.
He's doctoring that pussy willow.
Is he going to have kittens?
Now, don't be silly. Plants get sick just like humans, you know.
Do they?
Why, of course. Don't you remember at home in our little flower garden how I protected the flower from the aphides?
No.
Oh, sure you do. My begonias were lifeless, and for days my pansies were drooping. You know what I did?
You got suspended.
I did not. I sprayed them with arsenate of lead. That's the only way to raise early fall bloomers.
Do you wear bloomers?
I don't wear anything. Talking about flowers. Make a note of it.